If I had wanted to interview real extremists by modern American standards, I'd have gone for Reconstructionists whose dominion theology openly advocates a Christian theocracy in America. As a concerned American colleague writes to me,
Europeans need to know there is a travelling theo-freak show which actually advocates reinstatement of Old Testament law, killing of homosexuals, etc., and the right to hold office or even to vote for Christians only. Middle-class crowds cheer to this rhetoric. If secularists are not vigilant, dominionists and reconstructionists will soon be mainstream in a true American theocracy.
Another of my television interviewees was Pastor Keenan Roberts from the same state of Colorado as Pastor Ted. Pastor Roberts's particular brand of nuttiness takes the form of what he calls hell houses. A hell house is a place where children are brought, by their parents or their Christian schools, to be scared witless over what might happen to them after they die. Actors play out fearsome tableaus of particular sins, like abortion and homosexuality, with a scarlet-clad devil in gloating attendance. These are a prelude to the pièce de résistance, hell itself, complete with realistic sulphurous smell of burning brimstone and the agonized screams of the forever damned. After watching a rehearsal in which the devil was suitably diabolical in the hammed-up style of a villain of Victorian melodrama, I interviewed Pastor Roberts in the presence of his cast. He told me that the optimum age for a child to visit a hell house is 12. This shocked me somewhat, and I asked him whether it would worry him if a 12-year-old child had nightmares after one of his performances. He replied, presumably honestly,
I would rather for them to understand that hell is a place that they absolutely do not want to go. I would rather reach them with that message at 12 than to not reach them with that message and have them live a life of sin and to never find the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they end up having nightmares as a result of experiencing this, I think there's a higher good that would ultimately be achieved and accomplished in their life than simply having nightmares.
I suppose that if you really and truly believed what Pastor Roberts says he believes, you would feel it right to intimidate children too. We cannot write off Pastor Roberts as an extremist wingnut. Like Ted Haggard, he is mainstream in today's America. I'd be surprised if even they would buy into the belief of some of their co-religionists that you can hear the screams of the damned if you listen in on volcanoes, and that the giant tube worms found in hot deep ocean vents are fulfilment of Mark 9:43-4.
And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched.
Whatever they believe hell is actually like, all these hellfire enthusiasts seem to share the gloating schadenfreude and complacency of those who know they are among the saved, well conveyed by that foremost among theologians, St. Thomas Aquinas, in Summa Theologica.
That the saints may enjoy their beatitude and the grace of God more abundantly, they are permitted to see the punishment of the damned in hell.
Nice man. Compare Ann Coulter's charming Christian charity.
I defy any of my co-religionists to tell me they do not laugh at the idea of Dawkins burning in hell.
The fear of hellfire can be very real, even among otherwise rational people. After my television documentary on religion, among the many letters I received was this, from an obviously bright and honest woman.
I went to a Catholic school from the age of 5 and was indoctrinated by nuns who wielded straps, sticks and canes. During my teens I read Darwin, and what he said about evolution made such a lot of sense to the logical part of my mind. However, I'd gone through life suffering much conflict and a deep-down fear of hell fire which gets triggered quite frequently. I've had some psychotherapy which has enabled me to work through some of my earlier problems, but can't seem to overcome this deep fear. So the reason I'm writing to you is, would you send me, please, the name and address of the therapist you interviewed on this week's programme who deals with this particular fear?
I was moved by her letter and, suppressing a momentary and ignoble regret that there is no hell for those nuns to go to, replied that she should trust in her reason as a great gift which she, unlike less fortunate people, obviously possessed. I suggested that the extreme horribleness of hell, as portrayed by priests and nuns, is inflated to compensate for its implausibility. If hell were plausible, it would only have to be moderately unpleasant in order to deter.